Pharisees still live today. Okay, if you nodded your head and said, oh yeah, when you heard me say that, then you definitely need to listen to this program. Today we're going to be straightforward about hypocrisy so that we can move forward in faith and freedom instead of fear and frustration. Sound good? Hope so. Anyway, Pharisees basically substitute being led by the Holy Spirit with being forced into formulas. They prefer approval by men, popularity and numbers, instead of time with Jesus one-on-one, and the valuing of faith over performance, etc. So what do you do when you see a Pharisee? Well, first of all, it boils down to this. A Pharisee cannot see. A Pharisee needs Jesus to give him or her spiritual sight. It's tragic that such people really are trapped in darkness without any way to compensate. We just have to learn how to avoid being distracted by the hypocrites. And we need to just basically surrender to the Lord and look to Him alone. So how do you avoid getting trapped by the hypocrisy distraction? Well, again, we can hand over the hypocrites into God's hands. Only He, not we, can handle them. With Jesus' help, we can overcome evil with good. The scripture says in Romans 12:21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Folks, the only way to avoid becoming like the Pharisees is to come to Jesus and overcome evil with good. My friends, don't get in the people-pleasing cycle. I've been there, and I sometimes still go there accidentally, but then the Lord helps me and draws me back. We cannot fix things. We cannot make things perfect for people. And we just have to remember that it's about loving God and loving others without compromise. So we just need to rely on Jesus, rely on the Holy Spirit, and that's where true freedom and healing exist. Just loving Jesus and loving others. So let's get to loving others with Christ's love. Let's stop trying to control. Basically, we just need to start loving and releasing the soul into Christ's hands, because we are not the Savior. Only Jesus is. So we need to constantly love people and release them into God's hands and not look to people to be pleased or to please. We need to look to Jesus, and He helps us to love our enemies even when we don't feel like it. And He never calls us to do something unless He equips us to do something. To quote Jesus from Matthew 5:44, quote, but I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, unquote. With Jesus, we can. We've trusted Him for salvation, so let's trust Him with hypocrisy situations. When we're in heaven, the pains of hypocrisy will be but a distant, pain-free memory. So let's get to loving others and loving Jesus today, without compromise and without letting our eyes get distracted by the Pharisees who cannot see. Let's look to Jesus, okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You so much that You are not like the Pharisees, that You are not a hypocrite. We put our faith and trust in You, Lord Jesus. We confess our sins. We confess that we've acted like Pharisees at times and hypocrites. We ask that You would cleanse us, fill us, use us for Your glory, and to share Your story, the gospel, with others. Lord, we also lift up all the prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. We pray for all the requests and ask for Your best for each one. We pray for every listener right now that You would draw them close to You, that they would know You, that they would receive you, that they would love you and know your love in the deepest possible way. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. We put our trust in you and we pray for our enemies right now. Please bless them in such a way that they would come to know you and repent and know you and be saved. We pray that you would help us to supernaturally, through you, Lord Jesus, help us to love our enemies. We want to do what you want us to do. We don't want anything to get in the way of our relationship with you. And we know that this pleases you, and so we seek to do this. We seek to surrender these things to you. And so we do. We just hand over all the hypocrites, all the pain that we endure because of persecution. And we hand it over to you, and we thank you that you can more than handle it for us. We love you, Lord, and we lift your name on high. You are good. You are faithful. We thank you, Lord, that we can depend on you completely. In Jesus' name, amen. So, prayer tip of the week. I know this is not going to be the most exciting prayer tip of the week, but let's pray for our enemies, okay? It is something that only Christ can help us do. And you know what? The best place that we can be is depending on Christ for grace. And so if this draws us closer to him and in greater reliance on him because we realize, you know, it is not naturally in us to love our enemies, when we realize just how this draws us close to Jesus, that's a good thing. Anything that helps us draw close to Jesus is a good thing to remember. It's just a really good thing to remember that he always overcomes everything that's bad. Jesus helps us always emerge victorious. So let's remember that this week. And remember, you can send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Thank you so much for listening. And again, always a big thanks to KCHG, my hometown in Cherokee, for helping with this radio broadcast. God bless each of you. And remember, Jesus still authentically, lavishly loves you.